BBC News with Mike Cooper. The German manufacturer of a drug which left thousands of children with birth defects has apologised to those affected. The pharmaceutical company Grünenthal produced thalidomide in the 1950s and 60s to help pregnant women suffering from morning sickness. With the details, here's Mike Waldridge.
The apology came as the chief executive of the Grünenthal group, Harald Stock, unveiled a bronze statue symbolising a child born without limbs because of thalidomide. He said the company sincerely regretted the consequences of thalidomide and apologised to all those affected and to their mothers for, as he put it, not reaching out to them personally for almost 50 years. But he also repeated the firm's long-standing assertion that it acted according to the state of scientific knowledge at the time. That's challenged by campaigners.
The runner-up in Mexico's presidential elections, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he won't accept a court ruling that validates the July poll. Earlier, the country's electoral court dismissed an appeal by Mr. López Obrador against the victory of centre-right candidate Enrique Peña Nieto, whom he accused of electoral fraud. Will Grant reports from Mexico City.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador accused Mr. Peña Nieto's party, the PRI, of vote-buying and other irregularities, and entered a petition that the election be declared void. That request was formally denied on Thursday over what the Electoral Tribunal called unfounded claims and a lack of evidence. The Tribunal has now taken the next step and confirmed that Enrique Peña Nieto will be sworn in on the 1st of December as Mexico's president. Mr. López Obrador, meanwhile, has reacted by rejecting the Tribunal's decision.
Lawyers in South Africa are threatening legal action on behalf of 270 minors who'd been charged with murder after 34 of their colleagues were shot dead by police. They say the arrested minors must be released by Sunday, or they'll apply to the High Court to order their release. Earlier, the Justice Minister, Jeff Radebe, asked prosecutors to explain the murder charges, as Karen Allen reports from Johannesburg.
The Justice Minister, Jeff Radebe, said that the decision to charge the protesting minors with causing the deaths of their own colleagues had led to shock, panic and confusion across South Africa. Prosecutors have charged 270 demonstrators with murder under the Common Purpose Doctrine, an apartheid-era law used in crowd situations when there's uncertainty about blame. But the governing ANC is trying to distance itself from what critics say is a politically motivated decision, which appears to contradict TV footage of the violence broadcast at the time.
Industrial unrest is spreading elsewhere in South African mines. The big mine owner Goldfields says 12,000 of its miners have been on strike since Wednesday evening. Talks to end the three-week strike at the Marikana Platinum Mine have been suspended till Monday. World News from the BBC. Voting has ended in Angola for a new president and parliament. After an initial rush, polling is said to have been slow, and there were complaints of irregularities at some polling stations. President José Eduardo dos Santos is seeking another term after more than 30 years in power. Spain is setting up what's been called a bad bank to take over toxic assets held by the country's banks following the property crash. The government hopes the bank can help draw a line under the debt crisis. Spain recently requested a multi-billion dollar bailout from its European partners to help its struggling banking sector. Speculation continues that it may ask for a bailout for its public finances. The chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, has described America's economic situation as far from satisfactory. Mr. Bernanke told a gathering of central bankers and academics that the Fed would be taking additional steps to promote a stronger recovery. Here's Andrew Walker.
Mr. Bernanke's speech was not quite a promise to take any particular immediate action, but there was a strong suggestion that the Fed is ready to try further stimulus. He described the stagnation in the jobs market as a grave concern. He also said that without previous Fed actions, the recession would have been deeper and the recovery slower. The options include further purchases in the markets of financial assets, such as government debt, with newly created money, a policy that's known as quantitative easing. Critics say it could lead to sharply higher inflation.
A senior Brazilian politician from the governing Workers' Party has pulled out of mayoral elections in October after being convicted of corruption, making him the first political casualty of a major long-running trial. João Paulo Cunha, the former president of the lower house of Congress, said he would not run for mayor of Osasco City. On Thursday, the Supreme Court convicted him of corruption and money laundering as part of an alleged scheme to pay coalition partners for support in Congress between 2002 and 2005. BBC News.